Dayton Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by the USO, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown, and Hall of Fame announcer, Tom Michaels. And good afternoon, everybody, from Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. We welcome you to Flyer Baseball, as today the Flyers will take on the Ohio University Bobcats in a non-league game today. We moved the game up because of impending weather. They say it's going to get pretty nasty around here, say around 3 or 4 o'clock, so they moved it up. It's a good idea. It's a great day out here right now. Nice and warm, and wind blowing out like the players like. And Tom, yesterday it was one of those games where that thing must have been a gale force heading out to center field up there at Akron.
Yeah, it was a 20-6 win for the Dayton Flyers. Eddie Yaman comes through. He had 5 base hits in the game, including a home run. And tell you what, David Mendez, also homered. Nolan Watson also had a home run there. And you just take a look up and down this lineup, an awful lot of good hitting for the Dayton Flyers. You hope it can hold over to today. This is a non-conference game, and they've got a huge road conference series coming up this weekend at VCU. So you hope the bats and the pitching arms are strong.
I don't think you're going to see – I don't think the pitchers for this weekend are even going to see the field, not even the bullpen. They're not going to even see that today. So we had a chance to talk to the head coach, Jason King, about yesterday and today. So we're going to do that. Right after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer.
Welcome back on the pregame show. We're here with the head coach, Jason King, and what in the world happened up at Akron yesterday?
A lot of hits, a lot of runs. Now the guys are swinging the bat well, and seems like, the guys off the bench did a good job, too, coming in and swinging the bat well. So it was good to see all around.
Yeah. Yama goes 5 for 5.
Yeah.
My goodness.
He's hitting the ball hard. When you do that, you know, there's a lot of hits to be had, and he did a really good job yesterday.
I guess when he got thumped the other day, I guess it knocked something into him, right?
Knocked some sense into him.
Yeah, really. But, yesterday was just a tremendous game, getting 9 runs. There's your 9 runs in an inning.
Yeah.
So, and it's the first time you scored 20 runs, but, you guys have won the last 8 out of 10 and stuff. So it's really bold. I mean, you've won almost every series except one.
Yeah, I mean, we've played pretty consistent baseball, I think. I think the lineup's been very consistent. The pitching's been a little inconsistent, but the defense has been consistent. So, I think, in general, hopefully we're doing all this to play our best baseball in the postseason. So, just coming out trying to win the day and play as good as a baseball as we can.
I know you're not looking ahead, because I know coaches never do, but you got VCU coming up this weekend. Do you guys, what do you think about that series coming up? I know you got to take care of OU first, but what about the series versus VCU?
I mean, it's just, every weekend series at this point, they're going to be competitive. So, we know when that time comes, we're going to need to be on a high-end compete level. And that just goes for any weekend from now until when the season ends pretty much. So that's kind of where my mindset's at, and I'm pretty sure the guys' mindset's in a similar place. But for today, we're just trying to take care of business on this field. And, you know, and then we'll get to practice tomorrow and move on from there.
Now the wind is blowing out, so it's not going to be a 1-0 game today.
Probably not. I mean, most midweek games aren't, but you just never know how baseball works. But I'm assuming there'll be some runs scored today.
Yeah, I think there's going to be. Thank goodness UD football's not playing. I think they get plunked a couple of times out there.
Well, they have helmets on. They'll be all right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Coach, we'll see you down at Day Air Ballpark. Good luck this weekend, and have fun over there in Virginia.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Will do.
All right. We'll be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. UD baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Doug Brown, Tom Michaels with you as we get set for action between the Ohio University Bobcats out of the Mid-American Conference and the Dayton Flyers out of the A-10. So this could be a trap game for the Flyers, right?
Well, it could be. Coming off a big weekend series that they had last weekend against George Mason where they won 2 out of 3. By the way, you couldn't hold them after I left on Sunday. You do notice that.
I know. It's my fault.
By the way, that was a 2-hour-and-40-minute game or so.
I know.
That
was
amazing. Yeah, I could have gotten over to football in time, but that way I got to just kind of sit there in a lonely press box and just try and figure out what we were doing for the spring game is what it came down to. But anyway... Yeah, it could be a trap game. It is not a crucial game as it will be when you play a league game. But this year, the biggest thing about the Flyers, they got off to an excellent start during the pre-conference part of the season. And, of course, during the week, you play some non-conference games even when you get into the conference season. So... while this game is not crucial like an A-10 game would be, sure would be nice for the Flyers to keep the momentum going. And we're going to see a couple of left-handers going out there. Landon Price is the pitcher for the OU Bobcats. And Travis Densmore, I have not seen him as yet. And he will be the starter for the Dayton Flyers.
Yeah, it's going to be, You got OU. They're a storied school, just like Dayton. And yeah, they've had some pretty big names come out of there. Mike Schmidt for one, and Dayton's had some good ones come out of here too. So should be a good ball game today here at Day Air Ballpark. So we're going to take another quick break and be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org. or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And we're just a couple of minutes away from getting the first pitch thrown here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. And
trying to get ahead of yourself there. That's next Tuesday night.
I know. I don't know why I do that. Just look ahead, I guess, you know. But, yeah, coming up on Tuesday, we'll be down at Day Air Ballpark with the Flyers taking on Eastern Kentucky. And that should be a good ball game too. So I know the Dayton players love to go down there, and not only to watch the Dragons, but also play on the same field.
Oh, absolutely. To play on a professional field, and that is an absolute diamond of a ballpark there. For the college ranks, you can say the same thing here about Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. But a professional field, bigger stands, you've got the huge scoreboard out there
right in
left center field. And if they can get any kind of a crowd like they had last year.
That was tremendous.
That was over 6,000 people. And now, last year was against Wright State, so obviously you had the local flavor in there between two Dayton area schools. But I think that hopefully that they're going to be able to get that same kind of crowd out there when it's time to play ball on Tuesday night. It's an 8 o'clock first pitch, I believe.
It's 7.
7 o'clock, okay.
Now, the Bobcats, they had a pretty good weekend. They won 2 out of 3 up at Eastern Michigan. They took the final two games 7-4 and 9-4. The Flyers took 2 out of 3 from George Mason. I know it's my fault that I couldn't hold it there for the last game. But
yeah, I did pretty daggone good those first three innings.
Yeah, it's my fault that they scored 8 runs. But Eddie Yaman went 5 for 5 with a double and a home run yesterday. They went up there to Akron, and they just smoked them. They just smoked them big time, 20-6. And that was only in 7 innings. They had the run rule in effect there. David Mendez was 2 for 5 and hit a grand slam home run in the top of the second inning as part of a 9-run second inning. This is the 12th time they've scored 10 or more runs this year. First time they hit the 20-run mark. So these guys are hitting on all cylinders right now.
Absolutely. And as Coach was talking about, the pitching's been a little bit inconsistent, but it's been better than it was a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
By leaps and bounds, and you've got the new pitching coach in here in Tommy Winterstein. So we're looking forward to hopefully a good ball game today and to set them up for success coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, VCU, they are 6-3, as is the Dayton Flyers. They are both teams are 23-13 overall. So you can't get much tighter than that. VCU, I don't know if they're playing today or not. Doesn't look like it. But so the Flyers, you know, they have a chance to keep things going. So here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Bobcats under from Ohio University, they are 6-12 in the Mid American Conference and 10-21 overall. Leading off and playing shortstop is J.R. Nelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Alex Finney. Batting third, the center fielder, Gideon Antle. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bryce Smith. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Trenton Neuer. Batting sixth in right field is Paulie Mancino. Batting seventh, the catcher, Trey Cassidy. Batting eighth, the DH, Caleb Carl. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Nick Dolan. Once again for the Bobcats, Nelson at short, Finney at the second, Antle in center. Smith at first, Neuer in left, Mancino in right. Cassidy behind the plate, Carl behind the DH, and Dolan is at third base. For the Dayton Flyers, Keegan Calero will lead it off and play left field. Batting second, David Pedano in center field. Batting third at second base, David Mendez. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mason Dobie. Batting fifth, the DH Nolan Watson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Batting seventh, Paxton Tomani in right field. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ryan McDougal. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Omar Daniels. Once again for the Flyers, Calero in left, Pedano in center, Mendez at second. Dobie at third, Watson the DH, Yaman at first. Tomani in right, McDougal behind the plate, and Daniels in at shortstop. So, and also on the mound for the Bobcats, it's Landon Price. Price making his seventh appearance, his second start. He has no record. He's pitched 8 2/3 innings, given up 13 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned, walked 7, and struck out 7. And has an 11.42 ERA. Starting for the Flyers is Travis Densmore. Travis making his second start, his seventh appearance. He's 0-2 on the year. He has pitched 11 innings, given up 14 hits, 9 runs, all earned. Walked 4, struck out 8, and has a 7.36 ERA. So ladies and gentlemen, we live in a country with freedoms like no others. Now at this time, it's our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
Our national anthem here at the ballpark, here at AES Ohio Stadium. Flyers in their white, red and white pinstripes, and the Bobcats in their Kelly Green unis with black numbers and white trim. So, Tom, hopefully this is going to be a good one.
Well, you think there are going to be some home runs? Well, right now, my guess would be yes.
There's no doubt.
And the flag is straight out in the left field. But when we came in here, the flag was cutting across from right field to left field. So we may have, depending on the inning and the wind, who, as far as batters go, have an advantage because of that wind today.
Yeah. Game time temperature brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. Game time temperature 66 degrees with a south wind 16 miles an hour, gusting to 29. And it's out of the south once again. We got started early today because there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. And then, it's supposed to be a high of 77. I hope we get there. I like this weather.
Yeah. This first day we've seen over the last few that the Flyers have played, that we've had a big cloud cover overhead. Not a lot of blue up there, just a little patch that I see right now. But, again, the wind the big thing, and the hope is to get this game in before we would see any of the wet stuff coming down.
So the Flyers out there in the field, and defensively for the Flyers, as soon as I can find my sheets that I just put all together. Yaman at first, Mendez at second, and Daniels at short. Dobie at third. Calero in left, Padano in center. Tomani in right. McDougal behind the plate, and Dinsmore on the mound for the Flyers, leading it off. Here's the pitch, first pitch, and we are underway. Straight up 12 noon. Here's the windup. Pitch just misses for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. See, I put everything away and I can't find anything now. Pitch is a ball, 3-0 the count. There we are. J.R. Nelson leading it off for the Bobcats. Here's the pitch and a foul back out of play.
Had the green light to swing on 3-0.
Nelson batting 339 with a home run and 12 runs batted in. Perfect on the base paths, 9-for-9. Here's the pitch by Dinsmore and a fly ball out towards the left center field. That's going to get down and go all the way to the wall. Nelson's going around second and stop right there. So the Bobcats get the first hit of the game, a double out to left center field. And that'll bring up Alex Finney. Finney batting 299 with two home runs and 21 runs batted in.
Alex Finney.
So Finney will step in, batting right-handed. For Nelson, that was his eighth double of the year. Getting a lead, here's Denton Ward's foul down the right side and out of play. The ball's in a strike, the count to Alex Finney. Gideon Antle on deck. Dinsmore looks back at second. Delivers inside and low for a ball. No ball or one ball and one strike. Ohio U 6-12. They are near the bottom of the Mid-American Conference. They're going to head up to Bowling Green over the weekend. Bowling Green is 15-0 in the conference. Here's a bunt, and it's going to fall foul down the third base side. That's not going to be easy for them, going up there to BG. We had them down here, and BG didn't, you know, of course it was midweek, so. So Dinsmore getting the sign from the PitchCom. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So the first strikeout for Dinsmore. That'll bring up Gideon Antle. Antle batting 409 with seven homers and 38 runs batted in. He leads the team in home runs and RBIs. So runner at second base. Let's see. Dinsmore steps off the rubber. Want to welcome all of you from Florida and Oklahoma, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. Am I forgetting anything?
Well, there's about 45 more states.
Oh, yeah. Checks swing foul. No balls and a strike here in the top of the first inning. No score. We've met a lot of people over the weekend, which was great. Hope everybody made it home okay. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen, 0-2. Pete Sass on his horse, hurrying out to get the ball. Does not make an error on it. No balls and two strikes to count to Antle with Bryce Smith on deck. Here's the pitch by Densmore, and a ground ball right back to him. He's going to check the runner at second, fire over to first, almost threw it away, but got him he got him anyway. So two down with a runner at second base, and that'll bring up Bryce Smith. Smith batting 314 with two home runs and 23 runs batted in. You know, you look at some of these averages, and you think, why do they only have 10 wins? You know?
Well, let's take a look at the pitching.
There you go. Densmore looks back at second base and delivers the first pitch. In there for a called strike to Bryce Smith, the first baseman.
Their pitcher today, Landon Price, has an ERA over 11.
I don't care if you have an ERA of one or less, with the wind blowing out, it's going to skyrocket a little bit. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Densmore getting the sign from this pitch com. Now he sets, checks the runner back at second base, and Nelson, and fires. Grounder up the middle and into center field. Here comes Nelson. He's going to round first and come in, or run round third and come in to score. So Smith has an RBI single to center field. And that makes it now 1-0 in favor of the Bobcats. Smith gets his 24th RBI. Coming to the plate now is Trenton Neuer, the left fielder. Neuer batting 237 with a home run, 5 runs batted in. So 1-0 is our score. Here's a pitch by Densmore outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, I don't worry about the score. And, if we're down by 5 or 6, we can always come back. It just seems like they've got that much confidence. Pitch is down low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Outfield straight away for Neuer. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He goes around. 2-1 the count. Dimensions here at Warner Field. 330 down the lines. 375 to the alleys and right left center field. 400 to dead center. And this ballpark does not hold the balls very well. Here's the pitch by Densmore. Slow roller. Dobie's got it. Two hopper over to first. Got him. Side retired. But the Bobcats get a run on two hits. There were no errors. And a runner left on. And at the end of a half inning, Ohio U won. And Dayton coming up. You're listening to Flyer Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the first inning we go. Flyers trailing 1-0. And they will send Keegan Calero, David Pedano, and David Mendez to the plate. Here in the first inning, defensively for the Bobcats, it goes like this. Smith at first, Finney at second, Nelson at short, Dolan at third. Neuer in left, Antle in center, Mancino in right. Cassidy behind the plate, Price on the mound for the Ohio University Bobcats. Other A-10 games today, Sacred Heart is at UMass. George Washington is at Maryland Eastern Shore. St. Joseph's is at Penn. St. Bonaventure at Pittsburgh. And George Mason at Virginia. For the MAC Conference, St. Thomas is at Northern Illinois. Akron at Oakland. Miami of Ohio is at Butler. I like that place over Butler. That was a pretty nice ballpark. Illinois State is at Northern Illinois. Now, they're playing a doubleheader. Northern Illinois is. And then Western Michigan is at Michigan State. Northern Illinois is playing two different teams in a doubleheader. That you don't see too often. So here we go. Keegan Calero will lead it off.
Leading off the Flyers, the left fielder, number 20, Keegan Calero.
Keegan stepping in, batting 426 with no home runs, 10 runs batted in. He's played in only 11 games. 11 of the 33, I believe it is. Here's the pitch to him. Pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a windup and the pitch by Price. In the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Keegan yesterday was 3-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. A walk. They just peppered the ball all over the place. 20 runs, 21 hits. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball 3. 3-0 the count. They only gave up 9 hits. Anthony Hattrip was the winner. He's now 2-0. Here's a windup and a pitch by Price. He delivers and in there for a called strike 1. 3-1 the count. One run comes in top after the inning, and there's ground ball to right or left field. So Calero is on with a base hit, and he does the same thing leadoff hitter does for Ohio U, and that'll bring up David Padano. David batting 311 with 2 home runs, 19 runs batted in. He's at one of the top base dealers in the A-10. He's 20 of 23. So Calero getting the lead at first base. David yesterday 2-for-4. Here's a pitch and a ground ball over the head of the first baseman into right field. Calero's going to round second. He's going to go into third, and David's going to go into second base with a double. He hesitated there for a second. He said, oh, okay, he's taking his time, so I'm going to go. So two up and two runners on. That'll bring up David Mendez, who was unconscious yesterday.
Yeah, Mancino on right field didn't seem to have a sense of urgency to get to that ball. And once Padano saw that, he turned on the jets and played Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah. Mendez batting 368 with 4 homers and 36 runs batted in. He's also got 7 doubles. Pitches a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. So runners at second and third with nobody out. Price delivers up high for a ball. Mendez yesterday was 2-for-5 with a grand slam home run in the second inning. Price sets and fires. Just misses low for a ball, 3-0. I think I see about four balls going over the wall today. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball 4, so Mendez is on with a walk. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Mason Doby. Mason batting 273 with 6 homers and 30 runs batted in. So the bases are juiced with Flyers.
action down in the Ohio bullpen.
This could be one of those Johnny Allstaff days, too. So Price will toe the rubber once again. He's going from the windup. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dubby yesterday was 0 for 3. He was the only one that really didn't get a hit. Him and Mike Adair. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. 2-0.
He's got a chance to make up for it here. Base is loaded.
Price rocks and fires the 2-0. Line drive out towards right or left. That's going to score two for the Flyers. Stopping at second base is Mendez, and Doby has a two-run single. So Calero scores, Padano scores, Calero stops, and Padano was right up his backside. That's going to bring up Nolan Watson. This kid, all he does is hit. Watson batting 295 with 8 home runs and 27 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. There's pop-up coming back this way. Hit the roof.
Hit the roof down to our right.
You don't hear that too much here, do you?
No, you don't.
0-1 to count. Nobody out here in the first. 2-1 is our score. Pitch is in there for called strike two. 1-2 the count. Nolan Watson standing in. Eddie Yaman the fourth on deck. Here's the pitch. Just misses low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Price looks back at second base and fires. Up high for ball two. 2-2. The count. Ford has 3-1, but I got 2-2. Price sets, looks back at second base. Fires. Up high for ball three. 3-2. Does this remind you of one of the games we had over the weekend? Each team scoring in the first. There's a stretch by Price and the 3-2 pitch. Foul back out of play. It's the top of the screen. Count stays 3 balls, 2 strikes. Price sets, looks back at second base. Runner not going anywhere. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Bases are loaded once again, this time for Eddie Yaman. And Yaman is one of those guys you don't want to see come up to the plate.
Still nobody out. Flyers have 2 runs in to take a 2-1 lead here. Bottom of the first inning.
Yaman batting 345 with 10 home runs, 38 runs batted in. He leads the team in home runs and doubles with 9. Here's the pitch. Stays high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Paxton Tomani on deck. Guys are over at VCU over the weekend. Here's the pitch and line drive foul down left field side. Really pulled that one. A ball on the strike here in the top half, or bottom half of the first inning. Here's a stretch in the 1-1 pitch. In the dirt, nice save by the catcher.
Yeah.
Price rocks and fires inside for ball two. 2-1 the count. There is action down in the bullpen down to our left. Price not having the outing he wanted to have. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Bases full. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Wait a minute. Is that ball four?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So a run comes in.
Scoreboard's a little slow today.
Yeah. Maybe a rough night last night. Paxton Tomaney will step to the plate.
Now batting for number one.
Tomaney coming to the plate batting 257 with two home runs and 18 runs batted in. Tomaney yesterday was 2-for-4 with two runs batted in.
Coach Craig Moore coming out, talking with his pitcher.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say whether he lets him go on or whether he's giving his pitcher down in the left field bullpen a little bit more time to warm up. Home plate umpire, Bryce McCullough, went out there, and they're going to leave him in here for another batter.
So still, nobody out, bases loaded. Tomaney, the seventh man to hit here in this inning. 3-1 is our score. Dobie is at third. Watson at second. Yaman at first. First pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Sun is out now.
Lots of blue sky.
Yeah. See how long that lasts. Here's a pitch and a swing and a miss by Tomaney. 1-1. Paxton's dad, Chris, was up here over the weekend. One ball, one strike. Here's the count. There's swing and a miss, strike two. 1-2 the count. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday. Here in Dayton, as the Flyers and the Bobcats do battle. There's a stretch and a 1-2 pitch and a fly ball well hit out towards left, but out of play. Count stays 1-2.
Now this has all the earmarks of a long one. I have a doctor's appointment at 6:15, so I may have to leave early.
Okay. Well, see, when you're here, the games go long. When you're not here, they don't. And that gets hit, and Tomaney gets hit. Another run comes in. So Tomaney goes to first. Dobie comes in to score. Watson goes to third. Yaman to second. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal started out hot.
That should be it for Lander Price.
Yep.
And so Price, here once again comes the coach.
Price does not get out of the first inning. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even have an out. And he's responsible for the three runners out on the bases. Now, we're going to take a quick timeout. Back with the new pitcher right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Hudson Boncole stepping in, making his ninth appearance. He does not have a record. He's pitched 12 and a third innings, given up 16 hits, 11 runs, all earned, walked 9, struck out 10, and he's got an 8.03 ERA. So Price does not last out of the first inning, and the eighth man to come to the plate here in the inning is Ryan McDougal.
That is an ERA killer. When you give up four runs, you've still got three guys on base that your responsibility, and you didn't get anybody out today.
So, Boncole takes over for Price. McDougal coming to the plate. He played yesterday, too. He was 2-for-4 with two runs batted in and two runs scored. Ryan batting .279 with five home runs and 23 runs batted in. McDougal standing in, batting left-handed. Here's the pitch. Line drive base hit out towards center field. That's going to make a one-hopper, and everybody's going to move up a base. And it's now 6-0.
Man, first ball hitting, and he lined that one out there to center field.
Make it 5-1. Oh, wait a minute. So Yama goes to third, Tamani to second, McDougal at first. That'll bring up Omar Daniels, the shortstop. So Daniels, 189 with no home runs, two runs batted in. He was 1-for-2 yesterday. Takes first pitch in there for a ball, one ball, no strikes. So they batted around without anybody getting out. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. Keegan Calero on deck. Down low for ball two, 2-1. Boncole looking at second base, swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Boncole, right-hander from a junior, 6'3", from Corona, California. His pitch outside for ball three, 3-2 the count. Still, nobody out, five runs in. Here's a stretch by Boncole and the pitch. Grounder to the shortstop. Second for one. Over to first. Double play. So it goes 6-4-3. And another run comes in. Yaman scores. That puts Tomani at third. That'll bring up Keegan Calero for the second time. In this inning, he singled to left his first time up. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Densmore had to go down and warm up just a little bit to stay warm. One ball, one strike to count to Keegan Calero. The first eight men reached. First eight men reached. His pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three, 3-1. Keegan, a graduate student from Rochester, New Hampshire. Met some people from New Hampshire the other day. Here's a pitch. Foul back out of play. Londonderry, New Hampshire, to be exact. That was Connor Fennell's grandparents, I believe. Or no, parents and grandfather. Here's a pitch. Slow roller, third base side, and foul. Tomani picked it up in foul territory. If he would have touched it in fair territory, he would have been out. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out here in the bottom of the first inning. 6-1 is our score. Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch. Bunkhole delivers. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here. No, that's only 2 strikes. I was looking at the scoreboard. Bunkle sets and delivers. Line drive. Nice catch by the first baseman as he climbed the ladder to get it. And that's going to end the inning. But the Flyers get 6 runs. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. There were no errors and a runner left on at the end of one complete inning. It's the Flyers 6 and the Bobcats 1. Back after this.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Travis Densmore back on the mound, been given a 6-1 lead as we move to the top half of the second inning. It'll be Mancino, Cassidy, and Carl due up for the Bobcats here in the first inning, or second inning. These two teams were supposed to play last week, and it got rained out. Down there, Bob Wren Field. So, Paulie Mancino will lead it off. Mancino batting 284 with 6 home runs and 15 runs batted in. There's a windup in the pitch by Densmore. Fly ball right side, well hit. Going back is Tomani. And has it. One up, one down.
And that was a tough one because that wind making it very, very tricky, and it drove him all the way to the wall. But he was able to backhand it and get the first out here in the second inning.
You would think that they would, with the wind blowing out, they'd be backing up a little bit further so that they didn't have to do that. So here we go. Trey Cassidy standing in. Cassidy takes first pitch for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Cassidy batting 270 with a home run, 3 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Well hit out towards right field. Tomani, though, is underneath it and has it. There's two down. They're going to bring up Caleb Carl, the designated hitter. Carl batting 300 with no home runs and no runs batted in. He's 3-for-10 on the year. Nick Dolan on deck. So two down here in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Flyers the winners of the last 8 out of 10, and they've won every series but two. Fly ball back out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. The only series they lost was the three-game loss to Wake Forest down there, and then they split over at Butler. Two doubleheaders. Winning the first day, losing the second day. Here's the windup and the pitch by Densmore. Line drive right past Daniels into left field, so Carl gets on with a base hit. That'll bring up Nick Dolan. Dolan batting 253 with five home runs and 13 runs batted in.
Now batting for the Bobcats, number one, Nick Dolan.
Our next game here on the Gem City Sports Network will be on Tuesday as the Dayton Flyers will host the Eastern Kentucky Colonels down at Dayair Ballpark. Give you more information on that throughout the day. That's all highlights from the game from last night. That field looks great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it under construction. Man, they were moving a lot of dirt.
Maybe they lowered the field a couple inches. Here's the pitch. And a check swing grounder foul. 1-1 to count. Yeah, they did a lot. That stadium, like I said before, I can't believe it's 24 years old. Or is it 25? Could be 25.
Yeah, this would be the 25th season, I think.
Yeah. 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two.
It's like it's hard to believe that the University of Dayton Arena is 55 years old.
Makes me feel old, doesn't it? Our graduation was there. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-2 the count.
It wasn't completed by the time I graduated. Just about, but we had ours outside.
Oh, did you?
At the high school.
Fairmont East, right?
Right.
Home of the Falcons. Ground ball right to Daniels at second, or short. He's going to flip to Mendez, and that's going to do it for the Bobcats here in the second inning. They get no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left. At the end of an inning and a half, it's the Flyers 6 and the Bobcats 1 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Coming up on Tuesday, as we alluded to earlier, the Dayton Flyers will host the Eastern Kentucky Colonels at Dayair Ballpark on Tuesday, April 23rd. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Dayton Dragons office at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, 14 and under, and $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted at free of charge. Luxury suites are available for $300, seating for $20. And the RTA Flyer will be utilized that night for the game and provide free shuttle service between the campus and Dayair Ballpark. Looking forward to that one. I got a high school game right. I got a high school game the next night after that. Lebanon Kings. Yeah, I think it's great that they. I think it's great that the Dragons let high school teams play on that field.
Absolutely. I got a couple of high school games there this year, too.
Oh, they? Here's a windup and a pitch. And a pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. That's a bond call. It's on the mound for the Bobcats, here's a ground ball. Pass the shortstop into center field. So Padano is 2 for 2. He's going to go to second and slides in with his second double of the game. That was total hustle.
Once again, if you're... I'll tell you what, with Padano, if he's running the bases, you're the least bit lackadaisical. He's going to take the base and he's going to get it.
That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez walked and scored in the first. Yeah, Padano, he wasn't going to stop. Here's Padano going to third. They fire down. It gets passed. And here comes Padano in to score. He manufactures the runs all by himself. It's going to be an error on the third baseman, I would think, because it was right there. He had a chance to get him. So a stolen base and an error gets the Flyers a 7-1 lead. David now is 21 of 24. Here's pitch inside, almost got him. Mendez stepping in. I would think that sooner or later, there's a ground ball third base side. Nice pickup by the third baseman. Over to first, one down. I would think that you're going to see a lot of players coming off the bench today, like yesterday. Mason Dobie will step to the plate. He singled and scored. He singled in two runs in that first inning. So one down here in the second inning. 7-1 is our score. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. I wonder if the run rule is going to be in effect for this one. Here's the windup in the 1-0 pitch. Fly ball out towards center. Center fielder falls down, comes in, and falls in right behind, right in front of him. So Dobie is going to get a base hit and an early Christmas gift for that one. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson walked and scored in that first inning. He scored the sixth run of the game, or the fifth run of the game for the Flyers.
Well, maybe part of their problem for Ohio U is their defense. We've seen a number of problems out there already. Just one error, but.
Just like the center fielder, Antle, falling down. Throw over the first runner back safely. Eddie Yaman on deck. Here's a stretch and the pitch. In there for a called strike one. No balls in the strike. Ohio U will travel. They'll probably go home and then they'll travel up to Bowling Green on Friday to take on the Falcons. The Falcons are unbelievable in the conference. They're 15-0. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes to Nolan Watson, the DH today. He's been doing the majority of the catching beside, and then McDougal filling in every once in a while. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes to count. 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, 3 hits, and an error for the Bobcats. On a great day for baseball here in the Miami Valley, at least for now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for Boncole. That'll bring out Eddie Yaman the fourth. Eddie walked and scored in the first. He scored the sixth run of the game. But he walked with the bases loaded. The 7-1 is our score here in the bottom half of the second inning. Here's the stretch by Boncole. Throw over the first. Almost got it. Almost got him. Almost got Dobie. Yeah, you come on out to the game on Tuesday. You're going to see the band out there. That band director is fun to watch, too. Concession stand will be open.
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, they got Dippin' Dots. Here's a pitch. Break pitch over for a called strike. I know you'll walk up into the press box and have a whole cup full, right? Here's a stretch by Boncole. Throw over. They'll be back. Oh, you might be a two-fister that night. That way.
I'm watching what I'm eating.
Okay. Here's a stretch and a pitch and a pop-up back out of play. You know, I have not had any Dippin' Dots. I have not had them.
Really?
Yep.
Dippin' Dots are next to godliness.
Well, people say that I'm the devil in disguise, so. No balls and two strikes with two out here in the bottom of the second inning. One run in. Throw over to first. Dobie is 5 of 8 on the year in stolen bases. Here's the pitch. High and inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. I may have to try those on Tuesday. Was it like vanilla ice cream?
When I've gotten them, they've been chocolate.
Okay. It's fouled back into the screen. Count stays 1-2. Anthony Hatcher bringing out some baseballs to the umpire. He was the winning pitcher yesterday. There's a stretch. And a 1-2 pitch coming plateward. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball, 2-2. What games you got down there for high school?
Let's see. I get Tip and Bethel and then CJ and Sydney.
Okay. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike 3. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 2. They get a run on 2 hits. There were no errors. And a runner left, or there was one error, I'm sorry. There was one error, and a runner left on at the end of 2. It's the Flyers 7 and the Bobcats 1. Tom Michaels will take you for the next couple innings. And we'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
We move to the top of the third inning. 7-1, the Dick Flyers leading the Ohio University Bobcats. Bobcats got a run in the first inning. The Flyers got 6 in the first and 1 in the second. It's going to be top of the order. J.R. Nelson, Alex Finney, Gideon Antle. And then if anybody gets on, we'll see Bryce Smith. Wind whipping out there. Pretty good cloud cover, but we're also now seeing breaks in the clouds and a lot of blue sky overhead. And stepping to the plate, the shortstop, J.R. Nelson. He doubled, scored a run in the first inning, their only run. 1-3-1 for Ohio. 7-6-0 for the Dayton Flyers. J.R. Nelson steps in right-handed. Lays the bat on his shoulder, now puts it straight up. And the first pitch coming from Travis Densmore is high and away. One ball, no strikes here. It's not a bad crowd, considering that it's a weekday and 3 hours earlier than expected. There's one off the shortstop's glove. Gobert Daniels couldn't glove that one. So that's going to be a base hit. Second hit of the game by J.R. Nelson. And Alex Finney comes up, struck out swinging his first time up. He's the second baseman, the right-hand batter. Where's number 15? It's that kind of deep green with gray pants. The black numbers outlined in white for Ohio U. White with pinstripe pants, the blue caps. And the first pitch coming from Densmore is low and away. Ball one, the count on Alex Finney getting Antle in the on-deck circle. The left-hander, the stretch, and the pitch. Outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Down at first base, J.R. Nelson. Finney waggles the bat, an open stance, that one line foul down the left field line. And one of the bullpen folks down there for Ohio U grabbed that one in his hat. Two balls and one strike. Runner takes his lead at first. Densmore delivers. Ground ball, shortstop. Daniels to second for one to first. Double play. 6-4-3. And quickly, there are now two outs. And Gideon Antle comes up. Antle grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. Steps in right-handed. Gideon Antle. So with the bases empty, into the wind, here's one popped up. Omar Daniels standing on second base right there, and he grabs it. And a quick inning, despite the base hit. And after two and a half, it's Dayton 7 and Ohio U 1 here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org. or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Bottom of the order coming up for the Flyers, who lead this game 7-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Paxton Tomani, Ryan McDougal, and Omar Daniels, the three scheduled up.
Number 38, Adam Beery.
And apparently we got a new pitcher out there. The new pitcher. That's Adam Berry. Give you his numbers here in a second. Paxton Tomedy steps in right-handed. First pitch coming to him. Fastball low and away. So Berry, this will be his sixth appearance. Next pitch, strike right down the pike. He's 1-0, pitched seven innings. Get up seven hits, 11 runs, 10 earned. Airs the ball out into right field, under it, Pauly Mancino, and there's one down. Finishing the line here on Berry. In those seven innings, nine walks, nine strikeouts, and a 12.86 ERA. Ryan McDougal comes up now. Hit into a double play, or was raced on a double play. Back there in inning number one. First pitch to him is a ball. Left-hand batter, the freshman, doing an excellent job, and he's hit. So on for the second time in this game, and he does it the tough way. Looks like he got hit in the side with that one. Omar Daniels comes up with a runner on first base and one out.
Omar Daniels.
McDougal, 2-for-2 in stolen bases. Daniels in there right-handed. Closed stance. First pitch, a strike. No balls, one strike. Berry at the belt. Looks over. Now the pitch. Fastball inside, evens things at 1-1. 1-4-1 for Ohio. 7-6-0 for the Dayton Flyers here in the bottom of the third inning. Runner on first base takes this lead. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Two strikes and a ball on Omar Daniels. Keegan Calero, the on-deck batter.
The Flyers have been hit 81 times this year. That's a
next
lot.
Pitch. There's a ground ball, second base, up with it. That's Finney. Finney makes the play to first, but not in time on the relay over to first base. So on the field of the force, you've got Ryan McDougal out and on first base, Omar Daniels, and here's Keegan Calero. Yeah, just a little bit late on the relay for a double play. Kiki Calero. Single scored in the first. Grounded to shortstop to end the first. Throw to first base. Back in is Daniels. Daniels been doing an awfully good job out there. He was not projected to be the starter. But he is. Looked like he was going to go, took off, then decided not to, and he gets back in before the throw comes down from the catcher.
Daniels filling in for Castillo, Carlos Castillo, who has a broken hand.
Odd won the count, another throw over. This time, Daniels back in standing. Odd won the count. Bury the set. Another throw over.
Got a chance to meet Carlos Castillo's parents down there over the weekend, too.
Next pitch. Line drive foul.
Nice catch by the guy down there in the bullpen.
No, they weren't as good as the last one because he used his glove this time. The other time he used his hat.
Did you ever use your hat down at Riverfront to catch a ball?
Where my seats were. Balls never came.
Okay.
0-2 the count with two outs. Runner on first. Another throw over to first. Diving back in.
Oh, you were in Omar the Euchre seats. You were in the Euchre seats, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. People today don't even know what the hell we're talking about when it comes to Euchre.
Another throw over to first base. Daniels back. You know what? A lot of people didn't have great things to say about Riverfront Stadium, but I like that place until it got lousy at the end. Here's a ground ball, shortstop. Quick throw over to first base. They got him there. Nice play by the shortstop, J.R. Nelson. And that does it in the third inning for the Dayton Flyers. No runs, no hits. One runner left on base. After three complete, it is Dayton 7-1 over Ohio here on the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, we don't have our bat boy as usual down there. Of course,
he's in school.
He's got to be in school today.
Yeah,
that's got to be a kind of a maddening thing. Anyway, we're through three, 7-1 the score. Dayton the lead. They scored six in the first inning. We move to the top of the fourth inning now, and we're going to see the middle of the order. For Ohio U, Bryce Smith, Trenton Neuer, and Paulie Mancino.
That kid's probably sitting in class right now with his phone down and watching the live stats. We couldn't do that when we were in school.
Oh, I did it. Not with my phone.
Well, no. You
I listened to the 500 one year when it was rained out on Memorial Day. That first pitch, here is one out there into right center field coming over. David Pedano, he's got it. One down. Yeah, it was back in 67 when they had the big rains after about, 18 laps or so. So they had to wait till the next day. I remember sitting there in English class with my little cord from my transistor radio up in my ear. And I didn't move the whole class. I'm surprised the teacher didn't figure it out. Maybe she did. Here's the first pitch coming.
Yeah, then
to Trenton Neuer.
Then there's a big wreck, and you go, oh!
Neuer grounded the third bases first time up. Right-hand batter. Big open stance. Next pitch. He kind of squared the bunt, but did not, and it's a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the fourth inning. More of the clouds coming in now. Expecting bad weather later on this afternoon. Next pitch, breaking pitch. And that is going to be grounded foul down into the bullpen of the Bobcats.
Right now we do have a tornado watch in effect until 12:20 this in the morning. And there are some storms up to the north of us that it's going to go past us.
Next pitch fouled off to the right-hand side.
You got a feel for those people up at Indian Lake and that we're involved in those March tornadoes.
Oh.
Because that's heading right for them, too.
No balls and two strikes. Next pitch. Airs one just a little bit off the plate. And now it says 2-2. We'll go with that. 2-2 the count. Into the wind, Dinsmore delivers. Here's one hit out into center field. Pedano tracks it down, and there's two away. Couple of batters out to center, and Paulie Mancino, the right fielder, comes up. He flew out to right field to open the second inning.
There are a few students here. Not a lot, but there's a few.
Yeah, but those are the college students.
Yeah.
There's a ground ball down to first base. Yaman with it. And he tags the bag. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Mr. Dinsmore. Nothing across the top of the fourth. We move to the bottom of the fourth. It's Dayton 7, Ohio U 1 on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Bottom of the fourth inning. The Dayton Flyers lead it 7-1. They'll be sending Padano, Mendez, and Doby to the plate. Dayton scoring 6 runs on 4 hits in that first inning. They batted around plus 1. David Padano. 2 doubles in this game. And a lot of hustle. Right-hand batter steps in. The pitcher, Barry, throws, and there's one out into right field. That's a single. So 3 for 3 on this day is one David Padano.
He's also got a stolen base, too.
Actually, two stolen bases.
Two.
Yeah, he stole second, and then he stole third and scored on the error when they threw down at third base.
I got that on there. So he's now 22 of 25 on the year.
Throw to first base. Dobby Beck.
Parker Bard warming up in the Dayton bullpen.
Barry, he's going to throw over there once again. Anna Barry comes in here with a ERA of almost 13. Now the pitch. There's a fastball for a strike. Coming to David Mendez. Mendez walked and scored in the first, grounded to third in the second inning. Barry at the belt. Throws over easily back in is David Padano. On deck is Mason Dobie. Another breezy day here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, Padano goes, and this one grounded foul down the left field line. So,
Coach King had to dance out of the way of that one.
David has to retrace his steps to first. David Mendez playing a fine second base for the Dayton Flyers. Barry looks over to first. Now delivers. Breaking ball outside. One ball and make that 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a throw over. And Padano back in.
You know, you asked the other day about the concession stand.
Yeah.
It will be open after
next pitch is low.
After the thing over there at the arena, Winter Guard. So you might be able to get something deep for the Davidson series.
always a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one pop foul. Down to right side. First baseman under it. Bryce Smith has it. One down. Mason Dobie coming up. Third baseman. Single scored in the first. Got a couple of RBIs. Also singled in the second inning. Dobie, a left-hand batter. Puts that left foot right there on the back line of the batter's box. Another throw over by Barry. Yeah, they know the stats on one Mr. Padano.
Oh, yeah.
Now the pitch. Fastball right down the middle. No balls and one strike. We got one out. D.H. Nolan Watson stretching in the on-deck circle. Now the pitch. There's one low and inside. Evens the count at 1-1. One out, runner on first base. A look over. Now the pitch. Ground ball to third. They're going to make the play over there to second base, and that is all. So they get the lead runner in David Padano. On five to four, and Mason Dobie is now on first base with one out. Make that two outs, excuse me. Look over by Barry, and Mr. Watson swings through that. No balls and one strike. Two outs. Next pitch. Catches the outside corner with a fastball. No balls. Two strikes. Next pitch. Swung on. Dropped by the catcher. He's going to make the play down to first base. Got him. And that'll do it for the Dayton Flyers in the fourth inning. So the Flyers had a hit. Runner left on base. After four completes, Dayton leads Ohio 7-1 on the Gem City Sports Network. Doug coming back in right after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
So, 7-1 is our score as we move to the top half of the fifth inning. A run, four hits, and an error for the Bobcats. Seven runs, six hits, no errors for the Flyers. Parker Bard in relief right now. He is making his eighth appearance. He started two games. He's 1-0 on the year. He's pitched nine in the third innings, giving up nine hits, 10 runs, nine earned, walked six, struck out 13, has an 8.68 ERA. He will face the bottom three, Trey Cassidy, Caleb Krall, and Nick Dolan, for the Bobcats here in the fifth. Cassidy flight out to Tomaney in the second inning. Takes first pitch high and outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes.
Travis Dinsmore did a nice job there over four innings.
There's ground ball. Yaman, nice sliding pickup, and flips over to Bard, and there's one down. That'll bring up Caleb Carl. Carl singled and was erased on a force out. Carl stepping in, one for one on the day, as one of the four hits. Here's the pitch outside for ball. One ball, no strikes. Huge series coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over at VCU. They'll play at in a stadium that was used by the Richmond Braves when they were there. Here's the pitch high and inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. They play at the Diamond is what they call it. All three games will be on ESPN Plus, so if you have ESPN Plus, you can watch the games. Here's the windup and the 2-0 pitch. Up high and inside for ball three, 3-0. We got you covered here at home in a few road games. Three balls, no strikes to Carl. Dolan on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Got the outside corner for a called strike. Here's a fly ball, well hit out towards center field, going over Spadano, and he runs it down, two down. Spadano's been kind of busy today. That'll bring up Nick Dolan, the third baseman. He reached on a fielder's choice, ending the second inning as he grounded to short, and they forced Carl at second to end the inning. Here's the windup and the pitch by Bard. In there for a called strike one. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Bard delivers. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. Ball and two strikes, the count to Nick Dolan, the third baseman. Bard checking his wrist with the pitch comm. There's a windup in the pitch. Low and outside for ball two. Hoping he was going to fish for it. Other games today, St. Joseph's will be at Penn, Sacred Heart at UMass, George Mason at Virginia, St. Bonaventure at Pittsburgh, and George Washington at Maryland Eastern Shore. A couple of friends of mine are now in charge over there at Eastern Shore. Ball gets away past McDougal. Tara Owens and Nick Novi, who used to be the AD and Sports Information Director out at Central State, are out there now. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Parker Barr trying to get out of this one on 1-2-3. Here's the windup in the pitch. Foul back out of play. Count stays 3-2. Looking at the radar, there's a severe thunderstorm ready to head into Dark County and to Mercer County. Ball four. So Dolan is on via a walk, and that's going to bring up J.R. Nelson. Nelson two for two. He's doubled and singled and raced on the front end of a double play.
Number 34, J.R. Nelson.
Bart delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one, 0-1. Who was the meteorologist when you were there at 22? Do you remember?
Janet McGill.
Okay. No balls, one strike, two down. Here's a stretch by Bart. He'll check the runner and now fire. Breaking pitch goes outside for a ball. One ball, one strike.
She's a lovely lady. I really liked working with her.
When I was there, it was Mike Terwilliger.
Oh, the big guy with the mustache?
Yeah. Something happened to him, and I don't know if they let him go or what. The pitch is in there for a called strike. But I have not heard nothing from him. Nobody's heard anything from Mike. So if you're listening, Mike, give me a call. The ball, two strikes, two down. Bard checks the runner over at first base. Dolan a good lead over there. Bard sets. Delivers the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Bobcats here in inning number five. They get no runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left. We're going to keep it right here and let you know that coming up on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the Dayton Flyers will host Eastern Kentucky down at Dayer Ballpark. Tickets are now available at Ticketmaster.com. And they can also be purchased by phone at the Dragons office at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children 14 and under, $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge, and there will be shuttle service via the RTA Flyer the night of the game to and from the campus and Dayer Ballpark. Luxury seats are also available for $300, seating for 20 fans. So get a group together, come on out, and watch the Flyers and the Colonels do battle down at Dayer Ballpark in beautiful downtown Dayton.
You know, you say beautiful downtown Dayton. I haven't spent as much time downtown as I used to, but driving through there a few times recently, and that's an apt description because so much new construction down there.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it you see it down around the ballpark and things like that. Others, you're not going to notice as much until you go inside, like over there at the arcade. So,
right.
So much going on downtown, and it's great to see downtown Dayton with a renaissance or a rebirth, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's so much going on downtown. You got a lot of apartments down there, a lot of apartments right around the Dayton ballpark, downtown Dayton, you know, all over the place. So. Eddie Yaman steps to the plate. He's 0-for-1. He walked and scored in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Yeah, just so much going on downtown. You know, you got those. You got the eateries downtown. You got the ballpark. You got the convention center that's hosting the Winter Guard down there too. Pitch just misses outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Of course, all the festivals are going to go on down there at Riverscape. Here's a windup in the 1-1 pitch. This is outside for a ball, 2-1.
And I'm still saying put in portable lights, bring in portable stands in the convention center, and bring back professional hockey.
I'm all for it. Ball fouled down the third baseline, 2-1. I miss going out, or 2-2 the count. I miss going out to Hare Arena. Yeah, I miss Hare Arena altogether because they had great, you know, Dayton Gems out there, and here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back, and Dobie's going to go to second base after the catcher missed it. Strike three. So, and a wild pitch. Now here comes the head coach of the Ohio U Bobcats. So now we're going to have a meeting out on the out near the mound to discuss it. There's a ball don't know if he swung and missed and or foul tipped it, and it went off the shin guard of the catcher and went all the way over to the Dayton Flyers dugout.
Now you get the three umpires all discussing things. They sent Craig Moore. They said, "We're going to discuss this. You go back to the dugout."
And Yaman, he took off and
he very heads up.
Yeah, he didn't hesitate to go to second base. So now they're going to come over to talk to Coach King,
which would, in my mind, say, well, what's that going to say? He's out. They're going to say that Eddie Yaman is out.
So he strikes out. That's going to bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney was hit by a pitch. And also fly to right is two times up. He's 0 for 1. Ryan McDougal on deck. His first pitch to Tomaney. It's down low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Well, thank all of you for listening in today. Here's the pitch. This is for a ball. We're not getting as many listeners today because I think a lot of people probably think it's going to start at 3. Swing and a check swing. Three balls and no strikes. The count to Paxton Tomaney. There's the pitch. This is high, ball 4. So Tomaney on at first. That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal was hit by a pitch his last time up. He's also singled. He's 1 for 1.
Now for the Flyers, the catcher, Ryan McDougal.
I thought they were playing the Cops theme. Bad Boys. There's a pitch to McDougal inside. Ball 1. There's a stretch and a pitch. Now they're going to throw over to first. McDougal has been hit 5 times. There's a stretch and a pitch. Check swing. Did not go. 2-0 the count. So what's a football team going to look like? Do you know? There's a fly ball. Well hit out towards center field. Going back as a center fielder. Going back underneath it and has it. 2 down. Going to bring up Omar Daniels. Daniels is 0-4-2. Grounded out and reached center fielder's choice.
Obviously, it's kind of hard to tell in those situations. But looks like Drew Van Vliet, the likely starter at quarterback. He looked fairly good the other day, but I'll tell you what. The kid quarterback out of Tip. And
throw over to first, runner back safely.
He's just a freshman. But he showed very well the other day, too. And we saw some decent runs coming out of the running game.
Trevor Andrews did not have that good of a season last year, and I know he's hoping to change things around this year.
I think he will.
It's always hard for a change, you know. Pitch is in there for a cold strike 1. 0-1 to count to Omar Daniels on deck, top of the order, and Keegan Calero. Here's a stretch in the pitch. Daniels squares around the bunt and fouls it.
Trevor Andrews has the pedigree coming out of the University of Dayton and, you know, played under the likes of Mike Kelly.
succeeding Rick Chamberlain, who liked the school so much he never wanted to leave.
And what a great guy.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Both Kelly and Chamberlain.
Here's the pitch. Foul back. Now, last year I saw Mike over here quite a bit. I haven't seen him at all this year.
Well, my understanding is that he has essentially retired from the athletic department.
Okay, that explains everything then. Here's the pitch. Ground ball into right field. Base hit. Tomaney's going to round second. He's going to go into third, standing up. So runners will be at first and third with two down. And that'll bring up Keegan Calero. Calero is 1-for-3. Reached on a single in the first. Lined out. A great catch by the first baseman to end the first inning. And then he was thrown out. Grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. We play here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 7-1 is our score. 7 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Flyers. A run, 4 hits, and an error for the Ohio U Bobcats. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high and outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. You know, I've never been down to Ohio U. I've been down close to it, but I've never been there.
Yeah, I've been down there a couple of times. But, I mean, it was when I was in high school.
Here's a stretch, and they throw over to first. What's about 3 hours? 2 hours?
I think it's different than it was because I think the roads are probably better.
Here's the pitch outside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes.
I was down there with Wright State basketball one time, I remember.
You got to ride the bus, too, huh?
Oh, we rode the bus from Louisville down to Athens.
Oh, that had to be a long trip. Pitches outside for ball 3. 3-0 the count. There's a stretch. And look over at first base. They fire. They got him picked off. Here comes a run in. They got him. Paxton Tomaney, the play was on. He goes 1-2, 3-2 on the put out. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fifth. They get no runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left at the end of 5 complete. It's the Flyers 7 and the Bobcats 1 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
To the top half of the sixth inning we go. 7-1, Flyers lead it. Flyers have 7 runs on 7 hits and no errors. The Bobcats have run on 4 hits. They have not had a hit since the third inning as we play here in the sixth. It'll be Finney, Antle, and Smith due up for the Bobcats here in the sixth inning. Flyers will practice tomorrow and then head on over to Richmond, Virginia to take on VCU. All games will be on ESPN+.
Leading off the Bobcats, the second baseman, Alex Finney.
You're sitting there watching them and then watch the Guardians at night. Here's a pitch by Bard, high and inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Finney, 0-for-2. Struck out and grounded out to second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Misses high and inside for ball 2, 2-0. Luckily, these storms out in Indiana are heading northeast. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. 2-1 the count. We will be down at, here's the pitch. High and inside for ball three, 3-1. We're going to be down at Prasco Park on Monday as the Cincinnati Christian Cougars take on the Roger Bacon Spartans in high school baseball. Right behind his head. And so base on balls to Finney, and that'll bring up Gideon Antle. Antle 0 for 2. Grounded out to first, grounded out to the pitcher, and flied to second.
Right-hander Patrick Straub is warming up down in the OU bullpen.
Got a few local boys on that team here. Here's a breaking pitch over for a called strike. Got Tim Knapp-Schaefer from Marion Local. Zach Weber from Lebanon. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. 0-2 the count. Zach Weber from Lebanon. Bard sets, looks over at first base, delivers the 0-2. Check swing, did not go. Pitches outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, or top of the sixth. Trying to get ahead of myself. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays inside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield straight away for Antle. Here's the pitch. Break pitch and a line drive out towards left. That's going to get down. It's going to put Finney at second, Antle at first with nobody out. Fifth inning of the game for the Bobcats. First since the third inning. That'll bring up Bryce Smith. Singled in the first and flied out to Pedano in the second. In the fourth. So we might have a pitching change coming up for the Flyers.
Jason King headed out to talk with his pitcher, Parker Bard. Bard, who walked one in the fifth inning, but then got the next batter out on a swinging strike, giving up a walk and a single here. Runners on first and second.
And Bard is done for the day. So we will return with the new pitcher right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Ryan Packard on the mound for the Flyers. Ryan making his seventh appearance. He has started one game. He does not have a record. He's pitched 7 1/3 innings, given up six hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. He's walked 5 and struck out 9, has a 4.91 ERA, and opponents are batting 250 against him. Ryan, a 6'3" senior from Winnetta, New York. I'm saying that right? Winnetta?
That might be Onietta.
Onietta?
But I'm not sure.
Okay, I would think that would be right. So we got people listening in New York right now.
I'm not a New Yorker.
I ain't either. I'm right here in Dayton.
Yep, me too.
Born and raised all but 1 year. So here we go as Bryce Smith will step in. He's 1-for-2. Runners at first and second, nobody out here in the sixth inning. 7-1 Flyers leading it. 7-0 for the Flyers. 1-5-1 for the Bobcats. The wind's starting to pick up now. Again, this time we're feeling it inside the booth here. It's always nice to have these windows wide open, though. Here's a stretch. Packard sets and delivers. And dirt ball gets away from McDougal, and runners are going to move up. On the wild pitch. 2 balls and no strikes to count to Bryce Smith. Bryce Smith, a grad student. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike. 2 balls and a strike. Somebody warming up in the Dayton bullpen once again. Pitch inside for ball three. 3-2, 3-1 to count. Could be Matt Johnson. There's a windup in the 3-1 pitch. Outside ball four. Bases are now loaded. So Finney is at third. Antle at second. Smith at first. And that'll bring up Trenton Neuer. Neuer 0-2. He's grounded out to third and fly to center. Here's a windup in the pitch. In there for a called strike. This game started straight up noon. We're 1 hour and 43 minutes in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Just the other day, we probably would have been in just the second or third inning. Throw it to the count. To Neuer. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Got it. Pulled the string on him. So Neuer down on strikes. Had to bring up Paulie Mancino. Mancino is 0-2. He's fly to right. Grounded to the first baseman.
Now batting for the Bobcats, number 5, Paulie Mancino.
So Mancino will step in, batting right-handed. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss by Mancino. Paulie, a freshman from Westlake, Ohio, went to St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. One thing Ignatius knows what to do, and that's win. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the sixth inning. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Just did not go. It's a check down at first. A ball and two strikes to count. On deck, Trey Cassidy. There's the windup and a 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch stays inside for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, bases loaded. Infield in, a double play depth. Here's the pitch. Line drive right to the shortstop. Daniels over to second. Not in time as getting back is Antle. So two down. That was a line drive right at Daniels, and he didn't even have to move. That'll bring up Trey Cassidy, who's 0 for 2. He's flied to right and grounded to first.
Now batting for the Bobcats, number 2, Trey Cassidy.
So Cassidy will step in with two down, bases loaded. 7-1 is our score. There's a windup in the pitch. Crowder to Yaman. He's going to take it himself, and that's going to do it for the Bobcats here in the sixth. They get no runs on a hit. No errors, three runners left. At the end of five and a half, it's the Flyers 7 and the Bobcats 1. Back after this timeout.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
So we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-1 is our score. After that first inning, I thought this was going to be a total blowout. But Bobcats have settled down. We'll have Calero, Padano, and Mendez do up here in the seventh inning. Or sixth inning, I'm sorry. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and for all those parents that came up and talked to us on over the weekend. That was nice to just know that people are listening and liking what we do. I don't know about you, but I'm just having fun.
Oh, yeah. Not getting rich.
No, not even close. But if people want to donate, just go to our website and you can see a donation button. So here we go. Keegan Calero will step in. Here in the sixth inning, Keegan is 1 for 3 on the day. He's singled and lined out to the first baseman and grounded out to short. Here's the pitch. New pitcher on the mound for the Straub. Patrick Straub from Naperville, Illinois. A redshirt junior. His pitch in there a little high for a ball. Straub sets. Goes from the stretch, and here's the pitch. This is low for ball 3. Straub making his 10th appearance. He's pitched 10 innings, given up 15 hits, 19 runs, 18 earned, walked 11, struck out 13. He does not have a record. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. What's up in Naperville? Is that Valparaiso up that way?
No, that's over on the west side.
Oh, okay. Pitch is in there for a called strike.
My first job was at a college in Northwest Indiana whose buildings wound up being donated by Amoco Oil. Amoco had moved to Naperville.
Here's ground ball foul.
Because they couldn't get PhDs to live in Northwest Indiana. So, and I assumed Naperville is still headquartered. Amoco is still headquartered in Naperville. But the refineries, I think, are still down around East Chicago.
Here's a 3-2 pitch and a foul back by Calero.
I drove through, when I was in college, drove through that area of Northwest Indiana, and with steel refineries on one side and, you know, the oil refineries on the other, I said, I'd never live in an area like this, and I wound up living in that area for 4 years.
Calero gets hit by the pitch. Another hit batsman. And that'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano, 3-for-3, two doubles, a single, two stolen bases, and two runs scored.
He's kind of walking gingerly down to first base.
Trainer out there checking on him. Keegan was on the DL before the season started. Started his season late. He's going to stay in there. I guess it hit his arm. So nobody out with the runner on at first base and Keegan Calero. Straub throws over to first. Calero back safely. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. Seven runs, seven hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, five hits, no errors, or run, five hits and an error for the Bobcats. Pitch is in there for a called strike. Throw over to first. Calero back safely.
All the scoring in the first two innings. And most of it in the first.
Yeah, like I said, I thought that was going to be a high-scoring affair. Ground ball to the shortstop, gets past him, tried to backhand it, it goes off his glove, and everybody's safe. That's going to be an error on the shortstop. And that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez is 0 for 2. Foul out to the first baseman his last time up.
Now batting for the Flyers, the second baseman, David Mendez.
So Mendez will step in. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball, one ball and no strikes. I'd love to go over to Virginia this weekend and broadcast those games, but since ESPN Plus is going to be there, no sense of going over.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, I know. There's pitching a foul back out of play. Well, you know, back in the day when we were riding buses with the Gems and the Bombers, we didn't have this kind of stuff that they got. At least they got their computers. They can do homework on. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch did not go over. Ball two.
I was lucky. I did 10 years of hockey, but 8 of those years was virtually all home games.
Oh, really?
I had Kevin O'Boyle doing road games for me there the last couple of years.
Here's a pitch and a line drive right to the second baseman. He's going to fire over to second, but not in time. So Mendez lines out to his counterpart at second base. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie 2 for 3, 2 singles, and he reached on the fielder's choice. That scoreboard is way off. 7-9-0 for the Flyers. They've stranded 5. A run, 5 hits, and an error for Ohio U. They stranded 6. Straub delivers outside and high for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second. Padano at first. Calero at second. 1 down. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Ground ball to first base from a couple of hoppers. It's going to flip it to the pitcher. Runners move up. So 2 down. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored.
Group designated hitter, Nolan Watson.
So Nolan will stand in. Runners at second and third. Calero at third. Padano at second base. Straub sets and fires. Breaking pitch low and outside for a ball. A ball and no strikes. Eddie Yavin on deck. Here's the pitch. Check swing, but he did not go. Catcher Cassidy pointed down to first, but the umpire didn't acknowledge it. So, 2 balls and no strikes with 2 down. Here's a stretch by Straub. He fires and 3 balls and no strikes. Yaman could come up with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. 3-1. Glad that you can join us on this Wednesday. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 3-2 the count. Not a bad afternoon as of right now. Tornado watch is out until 12:20 in the morning. Here's a pitch and a ground ball. Shortstop. Going to fire over to first. Got him in time. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the 6th. No runs on no hits. There was an error. 2 runners left. Tom Michaels will bring you the next couple of innings, and we'll be right back with that right after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. Or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
We get ready for 7th inning action here. Tom Michaels along with Doug Brown at AES Ohio Stadium, Warner Field. 7-1, the Dayton Flyers with the lead. Ohio U, one run on five hits, one error, six left on. For the Dayton Flyers, seven runs on nine hits, no errors, and seven left on base. It's going to be the bottom two of the order, Caleb Carl, Nick Dolan, and then back to the top of the order, J.R. Nelson, to get things underway here in the seventh inning. On the mound, Ryan Packard. Packard came in relief last inning. His first delivery, bunt shown, and it's a strike. No balls, one strike. Wynn continues to whip out there. We haven't had the home run derby that we thought we would. Next pitch, low it away. No, he says, am I going to wait? He says 0-2 on this board.
Yeah, he went around.
Okay, so it is 0-2. Packard, a right-hander, into the wind and delivers. Here's one, bounces up there. Two strikes to the ball on Caleb Carl. Had a single in the second inning and flew out in the fifth to center field. One ball, two strikes. Packard into the wind, now delivers. Curveball, strike three called. Second strikeout for Ryan Packard. And coming to the plate, the number nine hitter, Nick Dolan. Hit into a fielder's choice, walked in the fifth inning. First pitch coming. There's a breaking ball low. One ball, no strikes, one out. Top of the seventh inning. 7-1 Flyers. Looking to win their second in a row. Is a ground ball shortstop. With it, Daniels. The flow. He got him. Nick Dolan out. 6-3. And we come back to the top of the order. The shortstop, J.R. Nelson. Had a double and scored the only run thus far for the Bobcats. Had a single. Was erased on a double play in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Right-hand batter stepping in here. He's got a wide-open stance. First pitch, fastball, low and away. No balls, one strike, two outs. Top of the seventh. Next pitch, hit him in the helmet. And here comes the coach out. Check on his ball player. Taking a look to see whether he wants to good enough to stay in the game. Now they're calling the trainer out here just to take a look, see. That one right on the noggin. She's taking a look straight into his eyes. The trainer is. He wanted to put his helmet back on. But she is going to make sure that there is no chance that there is anything possibly wrong. He does not want to come out of this ball game, J.R. Nelson. There's two down. He's staying in. He's talking with the first base umpire as they both walk down that first base line. So hit by a pitch. It's J.R. Nelson. And Alex Finney comes to the plate. Finney is 0-for-2, walked in the sixth inning. Another right-hand batter. Nelson takes his lead at first. And the first pitch bounces up there. So that's going to be a wild pitch that allows Nelson down to second base. Oh, on the count on second baseman Alex Finney. He also struck out and grounded into a double play. 1-0 the count. Two outs. Runner on second. Well, Nelson's dancing out there. There's another low bridge. 2-0 the count. Ryan Packard came in relief. Parker Bard. Showing bunt. Nope. 3-0 the count. At the stretch. And the pitch. And he walks him. So with two outs, runners on first and second, and Gideon Antle, the center fielder, up. Grounded back to the pitcher in the first inning, flew out to shortstop in the third, had a single in the sixth. They throw back to second base, back in there is J.R. Nelson. Nelson takes his lead at second. Runner at first as well. There's a curve ball. High. One ball. No strikes. Two outs. Dayton with a 7-1 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. Next pitch. Ground ball. Grabbed by the shortstop Daniels, but he cannot make a play. But he does the job and keeps the run from second from scoring. That loads up the bases here for the Bobcats. So a single on a hard hit ball to Omar Daniels. Now Tommy Winterstein's going to come out. Talk to his pitcher. Bases are full of Bobcats. Action in both bullpens. And now it looks like the wind is kind of going straight out the left field. Most of the last weekend we saw it going out the right field, but here it is, like pretty much straight out.
Logan Barnett warming up in the Dayton bullpen.
Ryan Packard on the mound with the bases loaded. Into the wind, first pitch, strike. Bryce Smith swings through that one. Trent Neuer is the on-deck batter. Bryce Smith hitting from the left side of the plate. The 0-1. There's one inside and low. One ball, one strike, two outs, bases loaded. Dayton leading it 7-1. The Ryan Packard, the Flyers' third pitcher today. Next pitch. Here's one. Tagged out in the right field. And it's gone. Home run for Bryce Smith.
Grand slam.
And that's going to close the gap down quite a bit. Seven to five now. Well, the wind may be blowing to the left, but that one was a no doubter to right. Four runs in. 7-5. And coming to the plate, Trenton Neuer, 0-for-3. The right-hand batter awaits the delivery. First pitch outside. Packard into the wind. Next pitch. Here's a curveball. Catches the inside corner. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Two outs. Four runs in on that grand slam. There's a breaking pitch. Hits the outside corner. Two strikes and a ball. On the batter, Trenton Neuer. Grand slam home run by Bryce Smith. There's a pitch inside, evens things at two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Four runs in. 7-5, Flyers lead. Ryan Packard. Curveball strike three called. Well, he got out at that point, but not before four runs come in. 7-5 Flyers as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Patrick Schraub now being replaced by another new pitcher. That's going to be Luke Bohr. Luke Bohr comes in. As we have seen several pitchers today for Ohio U. For Luke Bohr. Yeah, let me get the pitching stats up here. Luke Bohr, just his third game, no record. Excuse me, he is 0-1. 2.1 innings pitched, giving up 5 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, an ERA of 19.29. He's going to be pitching to Eddie Yaman the fourth. First pitch, grounded foul over toward the Bobcats dugout on the left side. 0-1 the count. Paxton Tomaney, Ryan McDougal. The others do up this inning. Next pitch, fastball right down the pike for strike two. No balls, two strikes to the first batter. Eddie Yaman. He struck out a couple of times today. Did score a run in the first inning. Here's one high fly ball into right field. Settling under it is Mancino. He's got it. Paxton Tomaney comes to the plate. Tomaney was hit by a pitch in the first inning. He flew out in the third out to right field. And walked in the fifth. Bottom of the seventh inning here at Warner Field, AES Ohio Stadium. Paxton Tometi, left-hand batter, fouls one off into the screen on the left side above the Bobcats dugout. 0-1 the count. Well, suddenly this has gotten to be one close ball game, 7-5. Next pitch fouled off. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Paxton Tometi. Open stance. Next pitch. Swung on and fouled down.
They got the umpire there.
Yep. And the catcher, Trey Cassidy, giving the umpire a little bit of extra time there. The 0-2 pitch on its way. Ground ball foul down the first base line. Count remains at 0-2. One out. Next pitch. Fastball inside, just off the plate. Luke Bohr. One, two, three, four. He's the fifth pitcher today for Ohio U. There's one inside. Evens the count at 2-2. Working from the stretch. Bohr delivers. Pitch low across the plate, but low. Runs the count full. Ryan McDougal on deck. At the belt, the 3-2, tagged out into right field, but right at Mancino, who gets it for the second out. Two flyouts to right, and two outs. Ryan McDougal comes to the plate now. Done a fine job catching today.
Now batting for the catcher, Ryan McDougal.
So McDougal comes up. Left-hand hitter, first pitch, low and inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes, two outs, 7-5. Dayton the lead. They'd like to add to that, but there's one fouled down the left side, out of play. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Two strikes to the ball on Mr. McDougal. Bohr delivers. That one's inside. 2-2 the count on Ryan McDougal. Outfield shaded slightly to right. Here's one popped up, third baseman. Dolan couldn't find it. It drops in there. And on first base is Ryan McDougal. That looked like a sure out, and then all of a sudden, Dolan could not find it.
He lost it in the sun. That sun had just come out at the right time, and it got up in there. Got up into the sun, couldn't find it.
So Omar Daniels comes up here. Hit into a double play in the first inning. Singled last time up. First pitch is a strike. Runner on first base, the catcher Ryan McDougal.
That sun is in the right spot. I mean, in the wrong spot right now.
Next pitch. Showing bunt, but it's a ball. One ball, one strike. Flyers with that two-run lead. Bottom of the seventh inning. Next pitch. There's a curveball for a strike. Two strikes to the ball on Omar Daniels with two outs. McDougal on first. Not likely to steal. The stretch, the pitch. Ground ball, second baseman with it. Finney over to first, and that'll do it for the Flyers. So the Flyers leave a man on, and after seven innings, it's 7-5, Dayton over Ohio U on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Top of the eighth inning. 7-5, Flyers leading Ohio U. The Bobcats come to bat with Paulie Mancino, followed by Trey Cassidy and Caleb Carl.
Logan Barnett in there pitching for the Flyers.
Logan Barnett, right-hander, at the belt, and delivers. Fastball low, two balls and no strikes. Barnett. The stretch, the pitch. Catches the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Well, Logan Barnett, this is his third appearance. He's got a 1-0 record, a 0.0 ERA. Next pitch. Fastball inside. 3-1 the count. Now the grand slam by Bryce Smith last inning. Closed up this game big time. 7-5 now. It had been 7-1 for the longest time. Next pitch is a fastball on the outside corner.
You know,
three balls and two strikes.
You know, when we started this game, you figured it was going to be another high-scoring affair like it was yesterday, but both teams settled down.
Next pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike three called. Logan Barnett, now the pitcher for the Flyers. And stepping in, left-handed, Trey Cassidy, the catcher. He's 0 for 3 on this Wednesday afternoon. Slightly open stance. First pitch. Foul down into the Bobcat bullpen. The Bobcat bullpen. What's a bullpen?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You said it. I figured you might know.
I have no idea. I just invented a word. Next pitch. There's a breaking ball high. One ball, one strike with one out here. Top of the eighth inning.
You might get some pretty good points in Scrabble with that.
Yeah. at the belt. Barnett delivers. Here's one lofted out into left field under that. It's Kiki Calero, and there's one down. Or two down now. So with two outs, Caleb Carl comes to the plate. The DH had a single, was erased on a fielder's choice. Flew to center and struck out looking his last time up. At the belt, Barnett delivers. Low and away, ball one. Two outs, top of the eighth inning. Barnett, nobody on base. He's still going to be at the belt. Pitches that one low. Well, all the damage last inning happened with two outs. You don't want to give these Bobcats any kind of a chance. Next pitch gets by everybody. 3-0.
Austin Brush warming up in the Dayton bullpen. And down in the Ohio bullpen is Luke Olson.
Logan Barnett delivers. Strike one on a fastball right down the middle. Three balls, one strike. Two outs, nobody on. Barnett. Big sigh. Here's a pop-up on the infield. The sun has gone behind the cloud, and no problem for David Mendez. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Mr. Barnett. We are through 7.5, and it is now 4-3. And Dayton out 4-3, and it's 7-5. Dayton with the lead on Ohio U. Here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Everybody buckle up. Bum, 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 bum. Buckle up. Let's go. Buckle up. Go to the store. Everybody buckle up.
A light goes on in the car, but you can control it. So look around when you hear the clock that says they're buckled in. Never give up until you buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Top of the order coming up here for the Flyers. Though we may see some changes coming up here. And in fact, that we'll have to see for Michael Adair if he's going to bat for Keegan Calero. He's out there right now taking his warm-up swings. Jason King out and talking with the home plate umpire, Bryce McCullough, letting him know that changes being made. And let's take a look out there on the mound. We now have Luke Olson in there. So Luke Bohr leaves, and Luke Olson is in. Luke Olson, this is his 12th appearance. He's got an 0-2 record. He's a right-hander. And there's a ground ball. Adair sends it out to second. The throw to first base, and there's one down. So Michael Adair hitting for Keegan Calero. And that'll bring David Pedano to the plate. He scored a couple of runs in this game. Last time up was on through an error on the shortstop. First pitch, fastball outside. Luke Olson, 23.2 innings pitched, 36 hits, 32 runs. Next pitch foul off to the right side. 32 runs, 25 of them earned, 10 walks, 29 strikeouts, and a 9.51 ERA. 1-1 the count. Madonna lost this one out into center field. Antle settles under it and has it. Two down. That brings David Mendez to the plate. Mendez walked and scored in the first. For the day, he is 0-for-3. Lined out to the second baseman his last time up. Right-hand batter comes to the plate with two outs, nobody on. And the first delivery, a fastball low. Luke Olson, the pitcher, wears number 30. Into the wind, delivers 1-0. There's a breaking ball just outside. Two balls and no strikes. Next pitch. Here's one inside. 3-0 the count. The Flyers would love to be able to salt this one away and have some good momentum going into VCU this weekend. Next pitch. There's a fastball strike. 3-1 the count. The on-deck batter is Mason Dobie. The next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Looking to try and add a run to the total there was David Mendez with that one. And runs the count to 3-2. Luke Olson.
Didn't beat the time.
Oh. Did not beat the time clock. He is out. So a 1-2-3 inning. The Flyers up and down. We move now to the ninth inning. Doug Brown will carry you through that. And the Dayton Flyers lead it 7-5.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
We move to the top of the ninth inning. Flyers leading it 7-5. For the goes five runs, seven hits, and an error for the Bobcats. They've stranded six. Seven runs, 10 hits, no errors, and the Flyers have stranded 8. Flyers trying to go to 24-12 over the make it 24 and 13 before they go over to Richmond to take on VCU. They're just 2 wins shy, or just the 3 wins shy as of right now, of their total from last year. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little low down. Ball one. Barnett back out there for his second inning of work. Got him down 1-2-3 in that eighth inning. There's a stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Down low again. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch by Barnett. Inside for ball three, 3-0. Wind blowing briskly out towards left center field. Just one home run today, and that was a grand slam. Barnett delivers. Ball four. So that puts Nick Dolan on first base with a walk. That'll bring up J.R. Nelson. Nelson is 2-for-3 on the day. He was also hit by a pitch. Scored a couple of runs. So here comes Coach King out, and we may have seen the end of the day for Logan Barnett. Austin Brush in the bullpen for the Flyers.
Well, Barnett got a 1-2-3 in the eighth inning.
I know he doesn't want to use Nick Wisman.
Well, now here comes the home plate umpire. Bryce McCullough out to try and hurry this chat along.
Game's gone very quickly. I know I just jinxed this, but it's been 2 hours and 36 minutes so far. So Logan Barnett is done for the day, and Austin Brush is going to come in, and we'll take a timeout back right after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, I'd like to remind everybody that coming up on Tuesday will be the next home game for the Flyers as they take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. First pitch is beginning is at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on radio1.gemcitysports.com. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster and by calling the Dayton Dragons office by calling 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, 14 and under, and $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge. Luxury suites are also available for $300, and that seats 20. The RTA Flyer will be utilized on the evening of the game to provide free shuttles between the campus and Day Air Ballpark. So come on out and enjoy the Flyer baseball down at Day Air Ballpark and their annual trip to the ballpark. Last year was a fantastic game. The Wright State Raiders and Dayton Flyers did battle on the diamond, and the Flyers won it. But there was 6,743 people in that stadium, which was a record for a home game for the Dayton Flyers. Austin Brush on the mound for the Flyers. Brush coming in with a 1-0 record. He's making his 13th appearance. He's pitched 15 in the third innings, given up 16 hits, 12 runs, 9 earned, walked 5, and struck out 16, and has a 5.28 ERA. Runner at first base in Nick Dolan, who walked. Pitches outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Tying run at the plate. And J.R. Nelson. Brush sets and delivers. Pitching a ground ball right to the shortstop. Daniel steps on second, fires over the first double play. Just like that, two down, and that'll bring up Alex Finney. Finney walked his last time up, last two times up. He's 0 for 2. Last hope for the Bobcats. So Finney stepping in. Two down here in the top of the ninth inning. The Bobcats will travel up to Bowling Green over the weekend while the Flyers will head over to Richmond, Virginia. Pitch is in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Yeah. No balls, one strike, one down. There's a stretch by Brush. He'll deliver. High and outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Our next broadcast will be on Monday as we travel down to Cincinnati as the Cincinnati Christian Cougars, I think they're called. We'll take on the Spartans of Roger Bacon at 5 o'clock. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes, or ball and two strikes. Brush staring in at his catcher. Now he sets and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three, and that's going to do it. The Flyers win it. 7-5. Seven runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Flyers. They stranded eight. Five runs, seven hits, an error for the Bobcats, and they stranded six. So it's on to Richmond. And Tom, that's going to be an interesting series over there.
Yeah, it's going to be very much so. And now we have the team has to kind of get back into that mode of 8-10 play. I mean, they've had a couple of big games here, a couple of wins out of conference, and now they're going to be moving on. And the big thing, they are still very much in this conference race, and there could be some things maybe not totally decided, but certainly we'll figure out some things this weekend there at VCU.
Games this weekend, UMass is at George Mason. St. Louis is over at Fordham. Rhode Island at George Washington. St. Bonaventure is at St. Joseph's. And Richmond is at Davidson. So VCU and Dayton are tied at 6-3. Dayton now 24-13 on the years. They will take on the VCU Rams over at the Diamond. So that's going to do it for us. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast of today's game, and back at it again on Monday when they fly, when the we do high school baseball start, and looking forward to that, going down to Prasco Park down Cincinnati, and then back at it Tuesday with the Flyers as they take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels down at Day Air Ballpark. So join us down there. It's only $10 to get in, and you'll see a great ballpark and all the amenities that go along with it. So until Tuesday, this is Doug Brown for Tom Michaels saying so long. We'll talk to you down the road. It's been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, Gem City Sports Network. Good afternoon, everyone, and stay safe. Thank you for tuning in to UD Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler, Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Flyer Baseball, right here on the Gem City Sports Network.